The Commerce Department wants to impose a nearly 19% tax on Japanese companies that make boat motors. Brand names include Yamaha, Honda, and Suzuki. The anti-dumping case was brought by Mercury Marine, the last American maker of outboard motors. A spokesperson for Mercury Marine says the import duty won't necessarily mean higher prices for boat owners. Without a tariff, Steve Fleming says Japanese manufacturers could have driven his company out of business.
Without this, it was theoretically doomsday. I mean, if the pricing tactics by the Japanese industries drives out a company like Mercury Marine, then there are no more outboard companies in the U.S. to build and sell outboards.
And Fleming says that would have allowed the Japanese companies to hike their prices once Mercury Marine was out of the picture. Originally, the Commerce Department wanted to impose a 22% tariff. That figure has now been revised down to the 19%. Fleming praised Wisconsin lawmakers who urged the federal government to impose the tariffs.
Congressman Petri and Governor Doyle both stepped up to the plate when they saw that Wisconsin jobs were in fact threatened. I mean, it's not a maybe they were. They were absolutely threatened.
About 3,500 people work at Mercury Marine's plant in Fond du Lac. The 19% import duty will take effect at the beginning of the year, but it could be revoked. The International Trade Commission must sign off on the deal. The ITC will discuss the issue when it meets January 26th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.